This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome back to the 7 o'clock Eastern Time Hour of the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions. We'll do everything we can to help you out. So feel free to give us a call. We're going to go right back into the phone lines. And Nathan, who's up first this hour?
Camilla in New Hampshire.
Camilla, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. I had subscribed to you for your newsletter, but I got an email, but I didn't click on it because I wasn't sure if that was really from you people. But that's not how it worked when your dad was had the show. It says P Parent, then the number 2. And it says, click to confirm your subscription, to activate your subscription. Is that
That's what you would want to do. The P Parent is from our website. That is definitely something you want to do. If it doesn't go through it that way, to me, that is definitely from our website because I get a lot of emails that will actually, when I get an email from the website, it'll say P-Parent 2, blue sending it to me that way. That doesn't work out, feel free to go to the bottom of the website. There's a Contact Us spot on it. And email us and just say you want to sign up for the newsletter, and just say that you talk to me on the air today about it, and we can get you signed up. My mom actually does a lot of the signing up, so I'll just be forwarding that on to her so she can take care of some of that. She's still very involved in the show, so she'll help out with that. And I'll double check later today when I check in with her if that's what the case, but. That sounds identical to what I get for emails. I get a ton of emails from the website that'll say P-Parent 2 is the sender. I think you should be fine there.
All right, fine. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Yes. Have a great day. The phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. I want to give you a little bit of more information about what I've been talking about today. It was called Wilt Stop. There's also Wilt Proof out there. What they are is they're anti-desiccants. They're sprays that can be applied to evergreen shrubs and trees, and it'll hold the moisture in through the winter. A lot of times you'll see rhododendrons during the winter will flag, if you will. Instead of being straight out, they'll start to curl and go straight up and down because they're so cold from the weather. So one of the things you can be doing is spraying this to help that. You might still have some of that flagging, but what will happen is it'll hold the moisture in the plant, so it's not going to dry out and turn brown for you. usually needs to be sprayed when it's about 40 to 50 degrees outside. You can usually do it in about November, December. We're right around the corner from November. We're 10 days from Halloween, so 11 days till November. It feels like this year's gone by real quick. So we have a little bit of time before you need to be putting it down. Take a look at the weather and see how the temperatures are during the day. And if at night, if you're going to do it at night or in the morning, take a look at temperatures. Make sure they're 40 to 50 degrees when you do it. One of the things that we have that's going against our favor right now, in 2 weekends from now, on November 4th, it's going to be daylight savings time. So we're going to lose an hour. We'll actually gain an hour. It'll get darker earlier. So you might not be able to work outside after work during the week. So take a look at that. Take a look at the temperatures. Like I said, it needs to be in the 40s and 50s to apply, and no rain during that day, and in a couple days. If you can do it for, 2 to 3 days where there's no rain, that would really be beneficial for you. You want to make sure that you spray it so there's a drip, so you fully spray the whole plant. You don't want to just spray it lightly like you're misting it. You want to spray over everything so it will get on there. It's meant for the leaves. You can do it, like I said, on evergreen shrubs, like arborvitaes, some spruces. Never do it on a blue spruce or like a blue juniper or anything along those lines. The antidesiccant, for some reason, takes a little bit of that blue tinge out of it. So stay away from anything that has a blue color in it. And you can spray a blue holly, because it's just called a blue holly. It's not actually blue. It'll be green. This covering was just like a little film that will go over the plant to help keep the moisture in, like I said. You're actually going to have to spray this again during the winter. It sounds a little crazy. You'd be getting out there spraying plants in February or January. But it needs it a couple times if you can. It really depends on the temperatures. Usually in February, I know the past couple of years, we've had a warm couple days that where it just warms up. Some days it's in the 40s and 50s for a couple days. That's the perfect time to be out there. Hopefully, there's not a couple feet of snow. So you're, trudging out there over the snow trying to get it. But you definitely need to do it twice to allow it to go through the winter. As I said, I know I said I don't want there to be a lot of snow, but snow is actually a good thing. Will actually help benefit them by will be covering the plants and help keeping them in that same temperature. So it'll be pretty good to do that. One last thing about the wilt proof or the wilt stop that you would use. You can use it on fresh cut, on the stems, the canes of roses, and on the buds of hydrangeas towards the end of the season. So that's another added benefit to it. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Nathan, let's go right back to the lines. Who's up next?
Lee in Massachusetts.
Lee, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Yes, good morning, Patrick. Great to talk with you. Yes, could you please touch on garlic, Patrick? Is it too late to plant garlic, and where would I buy, I guess, garlic bulbs? Am I asking that correct? And number two, if it's not too late, after you do plant it, do you cover it up with mulch or fertilizer and all? Could you please touch on garlic, please?
Yeah, so we're in between. We still have some time to be planting the garlic. Garlic, the best time to plant it is the fall. So we're in that right season to be doing that. I'd definitely take a look at getting some in the ground if you were going to. Most garden centers will bring garlic in the spring. And they sometimes can do it in the fall. The best way to really do it is maybe go online and see if you can purchase some. I know Burpee Seeds has some usually at this time of year.
Yeah. I'm not late, but getting very close to it.
Yeah, no, we're on the border of being late.
Yeah.
You know, because they do say to be putting it down in the fall. It's a better time to allow it to start that sprouting, get ready, and then next year is when you'll have the better the crop.
Yeah. But we are getting a lot of 30-degree nights right now.
Yeah, so I know. And I was looking at the long-term forecast during the days. You know, we still have 50s, but we're getting into some 30s.
I know.
I saw a couple 28s.
Really talk about, I know. Yeah. Well, that's good. You've answered my question. Great. Well, thanks for taking my question, and I may wait till next fall and just jump on it then. But anyway, thank you very much.
Thanks, Lee. And you were asking about how to cover them up. Just make sure you do cover them up. You could put some salt marsh hay over the top of the plants and allow them to grow through to keep that soil temperature just a little bit warmer. It's not gonna hurt you. The salt marsh hay.
Put a little fertilizer in there also? Or?
I wouldn't at this point. Kind of just let it go. But with that salt marsh hay, one of the great things is it's you can actually not worry about weed seeds coming from it.
Yeah, maybe what I'll do, this morning is give Bigelow Nurseries a call just to see if they would have it. Probably not, but it's worth a try, maybe.
Yeah, definitely is.
Larger nurseries.
Yeah, definitely. You can give them a call. Try it out, because this is a good time to be planting that garlic. So, Lee, thank you.
Thank
you for the phone call.
Weekend.
You too. Phone number here, 855-660-4261.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock to answer all your gardening questions, so feel free to give us a call. We're going to go right back into the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Gail's in Northern Illinois.
Gail, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Well, I was calling to ask you, I bought holly bushes about a month ago, and I have four of them, and they're probably about 4 foot high in the containers that I bought them in, and I know where I want to eventually plant them, but I don't want to plant them yet because we're having some renovations done to the house. So my question is, should I keep them in these containers over winter in my basement by a window, or should we take them out of their containers and plant, put them temporarily where our garden, you know, usually is, dig them in over there? I'm afraid they shouldn't freeze over winter since they haven't been established, though, if I put them outside. And so I was wondering what you think.
Well, so I definitely would want you to keep them outside. By bringing them inside, they might acclimate to some of the temperatures a little bit differently. They want to have a little bit of a dormancy period. They want to actually not be growing. They want the ground to technically freeze, that type of thing. But that doesn't mean you have to plant them in the ground. What you could do is you could take them in an area that's protected a little bit outside, the side of a house where, you know, you're not doing the renovations, a corner of the house, so it's not going to get hit by the wind heavily. You can take the four plants and put them up against the building and surround it with either salt marsh hay or some sort of mulch around the pots and cover the pots around all the way to the top of the pots if you could. That
okay.
way, and bring it out a little bit. Don't just bring it right, you know, like an inch out. Bring it out like a foot. So it's almost like it's in the ground. Because the
so
more
you're
you
saying
keep...
I...
Go ahead.
So you're saying I should kind of leave them in the containers and dig them in the ground or take them out of the containers and put them in the ground?
So you could do either. If you want to leave them in the containers because you don't want to plant them in the ground and then dig them up in the spring and then move on, you can do that by putting salt marsh hay or mulch around them. Or you can take them out of the containers, put them into that garden area, get them into the ground so they can freeze with the rest of the soil, and cover them with some, you know, mulch around the base of it. So really either way would work, but I definitely want to see you have the plant outside versus inside.
Okay.
The other thing you should do for the winter is spray the plants with Wilt Stop from Bonide. It's an anti-desiccant that will keep the moisture into the plants. Since if you're going to leave them above ground and just have the mulch or salt marsh hay around them, it's really going to help them by keeping that moisture into the plant, or even by putting them in the ground. It's going to make sure that during the winter, any of the snow or any of the wind is not going to dry the plant out as much. So spray that on there. It drips a little. Make sure it drips a little bit on there and keep it onto the plant so it will help survive during the winter. You're probably going to have to do it again in February if you can spray it. Again, if there's so much snow or if it's just too cold, you can't do it because you don't want this to freeze to the plant. That's why the temperatures need to be about 40 to 50 degrees when you spray it.
Okay.
So this is going to help it that way. You also want to make sure you water until the ground freezes. So continue to water until the ground actually freezes. So if you keep it above ground, water it until the ground is frozen, or if you put it in the ground, the same thing. When it comes to, say you want to leave them in the containers and leave them up against the house and protect them that way, to put the mulch or the salt marsh hay until later on, maybe closer to Thanksgiving, especially if you're going to use the salt marsh hay. The salt marsh hay is a perfect bedding for mice or small rodents. So if you put it out now, they're going to be building their house and just going to take it and do that. So you don't want to be putting that down now. You want to wait till Thanksgiving if you could.
Okay.
Other than that, it's up to you, but I really would like to see them stay outside, either in the ground or in a protected area with mulch or salt marsh hay around them.
Okay, thank you.
Gail, thank you so much for the phone call. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Very soon, we keep going like we're going, sooner than we thought, it's going to be Keep America Great. That'll be for the second 4 years.
President Trump in Elko, Nevada for a Make America Great Again rally. He's there to show support for Nevada Senator Republican Dean Heller.
In just 17 days, the people of Nevada are going to reelect Senator Dean Heller to protect your jobs, defend your borders, and to continue making America great again. That's what we're doing.
Now, as for the caravan of approximately 2,000 people from Honduras heading to the U.S.-Mexico border, the president says he will use the military and shut down the border before things get out of control.
The Democrats want caravans. They like the caravans. A lot of people say, I wonder who started that caravan.
This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Feel free to give us a call, but until then, we'll go right back into the lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Steve's in New Hampshire.
Steve, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi, good morning, Patrick. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning. Doing great. How are you?
Good. Hey, maybe just a quick question. In the past, I've grown lavender here up in the lakes region of New Hampshire, and I haven't had a problem. I'm trying a new variety this year that I just planted. It's called Phenomenal. And I'm wondering, in the past, I've covered it with straw just as the ground begins to freeze, and then I put a frost blanket over it to protect it in the winter months. And I guess my question is now, I haven't really had a problem with rodents, but it seems like this past season, the mice and the squirrels are pretty prolific. And I was wondering, do you recommend that continuing that method to protect lavender, or should I just put a frost blanket on it at this point? Because I know that with all the straw that's out there, they're gathering everything they can for a nest. So what do you suggest?
Well, I definitely would like you to wait on putting any sort of straw or salt marsh hay around it. As you said, mice, rodents, everything are out there right now trying to build their nests for winter, for themselves to overwinter. Usually when I suggest putting any straw or salt marsh hay down around a plant, usually the time that I would do it would be about Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Usually at that point, the ground's frozen. Being in the lakes region, you might be a little bit earlier than that. It depends. Just take a look at the ground and see when it's kind of starting to freeze. That's when the rodents have really found their nest for the winter.
Okay.
Putting the frost blanket will definitely help it now. what you're doing is you're covering the top of it. You're not covering down below on the root system. Because what will happen is when you put that straw around the base of it, you're covering where the plant comes out of the ground. Right there, you're going to have a lot of damage done by rodents if they start to chew on that stem. You're going to cut it right from the ground versus with a blanket, you know, it's exposed. There's nothing there that they're trying to get. They're not trying to get something to build their nest at this time. So that's why I would maybe do it that way. And it is crazy out there, the amount of squirrels and mice and everything that I've seen out there. So, you know, it is right to be a little bit nervous on it and not, you know, thinking ahead versus just, you know, going as normal. Kind of take a look at it and say, all right, I'm going to wait this year. And that might be the same with everything else you're doing this year as well.
Okay, sounds great. It just kind of seems like the weather's been kind of all over the place. And, you know, all of a sudden you get this cold snap and, you know, your instant thought is, boy, I got to get outside and get this stuff covered. And, you know, but with all the mice, you know, you wake up and you see them, you know, running around at the last minute. And I thought, well, maybe I should hold off for a while before, you know, I put this stuff down. So,
well, you definitely could. One of the things you could also do, just as a thought, when you put down the frost blanket over the top of it, get some, it's a product called Mouse Magic from Bonide. It's basically a scent pack, and this scent mice and rodents don't like. Maybe place it by the plant to allow it to, so when if the mouse were to come along, it would, you know, scare them away by the scent. They just don't like these essential oils smell, and they won't be going into that. It's also, you can use the mouse magic in the house, in sheds, in anywhere that you've noticed that mice enter or feed or nest. So it's a really good product to use. You got to use it a couple times. It usually lasts about 30 to 45 days. But what you're looking for right now is to get you to that level where you can put the salt marsh hay down and not really worry. So this might be the way to do it when you use that frost blanket.
Okay, sounds good. Alrighty. Yeah. Well, thank you, Patrick. I really appreciate your help. Your dad would be very proud of you.
Thank you so much, Steve.
Have a good weekend. Thank you.
You too. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. Are you tired of mice moving into your home with you every fall? Would you like to keep them from coming into your home? Do you dislike using mouse killers around your kids and pets? Bonide has the answer, Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic is an all-natural mouse repellent that keeps mice from coming into your home, summer cabins, cars, boats, RVs, farm equipment, garden sheds, and more. Mouse Magic has a pleasant aroma, which smells like spearmint and peppermint, but mice hate it. Mouse Magic repels by smell and works as an irritant that drives mice away. Just use one throw pack per average size room and you're mouse free for up to 2 months. Available in 4-pack box or 12-pack economy Ziploc bag. Bonide products are family made in America. Mouse Magic can be found at these fine stores. At a Mahoney's Garden Center near you. West Lebanon Feed and Supply in West Lebanon, New Hampshire. Dodge Grain Company in Salem, New Hampshire. The phone number again, 855-660-4261. Let's go right back into the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next? All right, we'll keep on keeping on for a little bit here. As I was talking about before, that Mouse Magic is an awesome product. My father swore by it because 1 year, he didn't do anything in his shed. He didn't repel anything to keep anything away. And the mice actually made a house in his sit-down lawnmower's seat. And underneath that, they ate some of the wires because they were, you know, trying to get everything to go. With a sit-down mower, it has that connection that when you're sitting, it knows, so it will continue to work. So he went out to, he grabbed it for the spring to bring it out to use it, and it wouldn't work. Then he noticed that there was a hole in the seat, and underneath had been eaten. So he had to get it fixed. It cost him a couple $100. One of the things that he did going forward was use this product. He would use Mouse Magic and use it religiously. Like they say, about 45 to 60 day intervals. And he never had a problem after that. He would always put it on the farm equipment or near the farm equipment, that type of thing. So it was pretty good stuff. Great product. And it doesn't smell bad. You're not looking at something that's going to, you know, smell awful. It's spearmint and peppermint. Those are good smelling products there. Phone number here is 855-660-4261 and 855-660-4261. Nathan, who's up next?
Peter in New Hampshire.
Peter, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Patrick, good morning. We have a few yews. Most of them are round, and one of them is, I guess, conal shape. And every year in June, maybe very early July, you know, I trim back just the new growth, you know, like it's about an inch and a half of new growth. And this year, I didn't do it. We had kind of a health crisis in the family, and everything went by the boards. And I didn't trim that new growth, and I was wondering, I mean, here we are at the end of October. Is it okay? Is it still okay to trim it? Will it harden off before the winter, or should I just let it go and give them like a good haircut in like April or May, and then, you know, and then maybe again in June? See, I guess what I'm thinking is, well, a couple things. You know, I don't want to trim them now if the stuff's not going to harden off and if they're going to dry over the winter. I don't want that type of issue. And then the other thing is, if I trim it in the spring, I don't want to be trimming off any new growth that would come in June, or let's say May and June, because the new growth kind of helps to fill in all the little gaps. You know what I mean?
So, yep. No, definitely.
I'm wondering what to do.
Okay. So you can actually prune at this time of year if you wanted to. You don't have to, based on what's happened, you know, you're thinking about for next year. One of the reasons why you prune in the spring, before, you know, usually it's before, let's say, July 4th,
right.
Is you don't want to be pruning in the heat so that a plant will dry out so quickly from that. So that's one of the main reasons why you want to do it usually before July 4th is like the cutoff.
Okay.
So it's based on temperatures. So you can do it now, but I wouldn't go that heavy shearing route. What I would try to do is take a look at it, get rid of some of the, you know, the stems on the side that don't look so great. You know, they're kind of scraggly, that type of thing. Clean it up a little bit, and then, you know, shape it in the way you want. So you said it's, you know, you have some that are round, some that are cone-shaped.
Yeah.
So basically, you're just doing a short pruning on it. You're not doing a full shear. You want to leave it, so if you're looking at it and say it's 6 inches of what you want to prune 6 inches off of it, that's your ideal pruning. Just take a couple inches off now, because you want to leave about 3 to 4 inches of where you want it for at this time. So next spring, you're going to prune it down to those 4 inches down. So it's like a stage process. Right now, do a little bit, and then in the spring, go down to where you really want it to.
Yeah.
That way,
you know. Oh, good. I'm sorry.
That way, if some of the tips do dry out, they're drying out just on the top, and you're going to prune it again anyways a little bit lower. So that way you're still continuing that growth process and you cut it down a bit. The one thing you can do to help reduce some of it drying out is to spray the wilt stop on top of the plant after you cut it. You know,
okay.
Spray it on there. It's going to go into some of the stems that have been cut and help seal that and keep the moisture in the plant instead of the sun and everything pulling the moisture out of the plant. So that could definitely, you know, be beneficial by doing that.
Okay. And for that, the temperature has to be above 50 or something like that.
It could be 40s. It's really okay to be doing it this time. As long as you can get out there and do it and you feel comfortable, it would be fine. But to spray the wilt stop, it has to be in the 40s or 50s.
40s. So, okay.
And that's during the day. I'm not talking at night, because overnight we're starting to get those freezes, those frosts.
Right.
You know, I know there was even snow in New England, I think, Thursday.
Saw a few flurries, yeah.
Yeah, so.
And did see a few flurries. Yeah,
hopefully we don't see those flurries until, after Christmas or right before Christmas.
Right. Okay, Patrick, I hear the music, so I know we're heading to a commercial, but I really appreciate your help. Thank you so much.
Thank you for the phone call, Peter. Good luck. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks, you too.
Bye-bye. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off. Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Bonide. Bonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult to control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gussets got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Give us a call. We'll try to answer all your gardening questions. Do everything we can. We'll be here till 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Until then, we're going to go right back into the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Jane's out there driving around, but she's from Vermont.
Jane, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
I have a question about a peach seed. We've germinated one before, so I know to stratify it and stuff like that. But what I'm finding is I'll put it in the paper towel and in the bag, and I put it in the refrigerator, and maybe after a month or two, check it, and I find there's mold on the paper towel. I was wondering how I can inhibit the mold. Because I find that a couple of seeds have rotted.
Well, so
and
one of the...
Go ahead. Sorry.
So one of the things you want to do is actually check it more often. And
okay.
When you do put the initial, wring out the paper towel a bit so it's damp, it's not soaked.
Okay, yep.
Now, do you put it in like a plastic bag?
Yes.
You put it, okay. You want to check on it maybe every 7 to 10 days.
Okay.
At that point, you could be replacing that damp paper towel each time.
Okay.
Versus leaving the same one. Because, you know, water sitting, even if it's damp in a cool area, is going to create that mold over time. But if you're constantly changing it a little bit, you know, every 7 to 10 days, you should have a better success rate with it. So,
yeah, okay,
you know,
that makes sense.
And you definitely, that, you know, it could be, just so wet in there that that's what's causing it. The moisture sticks in there. You could almost take the bag out, use a new bag, or dry the bag out a little bit. Use a paper towel to dry the bag to get rid of some of that excess moisture. But it's usually, I would check it almost every 7 to 10 days and give you a better shot.
All right, we'll do that then. Yeah, we have another one ready to go, so.
So definitely let it sit in there over some time. And it's usually, the period that you're looking for is about 2 months of that dormancy period in there. It's about 2 months. So you're looking at checking on it, like I said, every 7 to 10 days. 10 days might be easier. You'd be checking it 6 times. To really make sure that water just doesn't sit there. You want it to just stay that consistent temperature, too.
Okay, great.
All right.
I'll do that. Okay.
All right, good luck, Jane.
Okay, thank you so much for that.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
You too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Does your garden have planting insurance? It can now with Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma. It's the ultimate starter plant food. The secret is a special blend of natural organic plant food, beneficial microbes, and mycorrhizae fungi. The result? Plants grow faster, roots grow deeper, flowers and vegetables flourish. Best of all, every Espoma product is safe for people, pets, and the planet. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. All right, so we got a couple minutes before break, before the 8 o'clock hour. But I'll follow up a little bit more on that wilt proof or the wilt stop that you want to use. I was reading in one of the articles that my father had done on the newsletter, and he was actually talking about he usually does it around Thanksgiving. It's about the same time you'd be putting that salt marsh hay around your plants. You're looking for, again, 40 to 50 degrees. That's the temperature that you're looking for. The later you can do it into the season, like closer to December, the longer it will last into the late winter, so you don't have to do it again, you know, in January. If you were to put it on now, you're going to have to do it again January 1st or the end of December. Whereas if you wait a little bit of time, you could be at the end of February, and hopefully at the end of February, we're starting to think spring versus last year when we were starting to think winter at that point. You know, we had those warm temperatures at that point, so it was actually a good time to respray wiltproof. And that's one of the reasons why you're seeing a lot of damage on some of the plants that happened this year. Some of the hydrangeas didn't rebloom or bloom the right way because of previous. So there's a few things we can be doing. We can talk more about that as we go. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern to answer all your questions, so feel free to give us a call. We'll be waiting for you.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription.
All right, Nathan, I'll be right back.
Can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now 1-800-583-8662 or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.